When he got his supper, there's just one place he wanted to go, and that was to that bed. He sure God didn't want to go to town. But I said, he goes out now, crawled up on a tractor. I followed mine step after step from the time the sun came up in the morning till the sun went down at night, with about 1 hour out at the middle of the day for lunch. And I said, now, that's the difference in the farmer nowadays and when I grew up. Another thing, they go out on this farm now to take care of a hay crop. Mm-hmm. They tie a tractor to a mowing machine. He cuts, takes that same tractor and hooks to a side delivery rake mm-hmm. when it's ready and windrows. Takes that same tractor and hooks it to a pickup baler. And I said, the only man that's got much hard work to do in that is a man who picks up these bales and loads them on the wagon and puts them in the barn loaf. The other fellow's got a soft soap job.
Yeah.
And I said, in my day, you mowed that hay with a mowing machine, you raked it with a horse-drawn rake, and shocked that hay in shocks with a pitchfork, then off with the pitchfork onto a wagon, off the wagon the pitchforks into a hayloft at the barn, or on a stack out in the stackyard.
Yeah.
And I said, you talk about work, brother. It was all there. Why, you know, I consider a farmer in this country now has got about as easy a job as any man I know of. He rides to do everything.
Yeah.
And I done mine on my feet. I had to follow the team. We live in an awful fast world. As I told my oldest daughter when she died in Kansas City a few days ago, I said, you know what's brought about all these high prices in our cost of living nowadays? Well, I said, I reckon you do, Daddy. Why? Well, I said, when you was a child growing up, when we first moved into this town in 1917, you was about 6 years old, a little over 6 years old. And I said, your mother would send you to the meat shop after a piece of meat. That man would take that piece of meat off of that rack, lay it on his meat block, and cut what you wanted, wrap it up in white paper and hand it over the counter to you, mm-hmm. and you carried it home. I said, nowadays you go to the market, that meat's already cut, already weighed, already priced, already packaged. All you got to do is pick it up and put it in your basket. Go around and check it, stand. And I said, we're paying for that. That's the reason it costs so much to live nowadays. She said, Daddy, I guess you got to figure it out about right. And it is. Those conveniences are mighty handy, but they're expensive. That's what I got our living cost where it is, I think.
Yeah.
Part of it. That's not all of it, but that's part of it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about furniture. What would you call the thing that I'm sitting on here?
Now wait a minute. I believe they go back to that, they call it a settee.
Okay. Any other names?
If there's any other name, I don't remember.
What about sofa?
Maybe sofa. Might have been those days they called it a settee or a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And there was very little of that upholstered furniture those days, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was just plain made with, well, you've seen what they call cane bottom chairs, you know,
mm-hmm.
the little woven rattan stuff.